It is a question. What do you do with dictators after their reign of terror is over? It's asked not only in Guatemala, but also in Liberia now with President Charles Taylor. He's promised to leave office. In Iraq, former President Saddam Hussein, if he's ever found. Joining me is Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley. He's with us every Monday to offer his opinion and analysis. Welcome back, Mike.
Thanks, Alex. You want my opinion and analysis on the dictator thing?
Well, I want to know, what do you do when you have
a dictator?
Yeah.
Well, there's four things that they often do. You can kill him, which I think is what we would like to do with Saddam, although we don't say that. You can leave him there in the country where they can try him or reelect him, as is happening in Guatemala, perhaps. You can send him into exile, or you can try him in an international court of some sort.
Well, what's wrong? What's the thing with killing him? What's wrong with killing him? Seems like a pretty simple answer.
Yeah, and it's the answer that is often resorted to. It's unseemly to admit it. Wars kill thousands of people, but killing one person, Stalin allegedly said, thousands of deaths is a statistic. One death is a tragedy, 1,000 deaths is a statistic.
Well, all right. So if you just get them out of office but leave them in the country or exile them, there's another option.
Well, if you leave them in the country, Liberia is a good case. You've got to get him out in order to reach closure and move on. As a general rule, that doesn't work. Exile is a nice solution. Idi Amin's been now in a coma, has been in Saudi Arabia for 3 decades, but it's hard to find a country that wants to take him. That's the problem with that.
Right, not exactly citizen of the year material.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so then you come down to this idea of this international court. Just this weekend, the former Secretary of Defense in this country, Robert McNamara, had this big op-ed piece in the L.A. Times saying that we really need an international tribunal so that we could all agree on the rules for warfare in this case.
Well, there are a couple problems with that. Milosevic has been tried by an international tribunal. It's been going on for over a year. Where the rules come from is a very difficult question, although since Nuremberg, it's considered that everyone is aware that you shouldn't kill thousands or millions of people, and you don't need to prove that there's a statute. The big problem is that if you're going to do this in the United States, you have to be prepared to say, we also submit to the jurisdiction of this court, and we don't have total confidence, many people in the United States, that we want to trust foreigners to decide who is a war criminal and what their punishment ought to be. Many people around the world would think that Robert McNamara should have been tried for war crimes. I'm not saying that, and I think many people wouldn't. But we trust our own system of justice more than we trust others. And that makes it difficult because it's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander.
And the Bush administration has been quite clear that it doesn't want to go ahead with any of these international tribunals at this point.
It wants us to be exempt from them, which makes it very hard for us to say we're for them for other people.
But none here. Okay, we'll come back to you in a moment. First, we're